USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
While speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before departing for the Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia, President Trump announced that his chief of staff will be leaving before 2019.
John Kelly will be leaving, but I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy. John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis. I'll be announcing that over the next day or two.
According to CNN, the two men have not been on speaking terms the last few days. Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, has been considered a top contender to replace Kelly. President Trump sent a tweet out today saying it's a very sad day and night in Paris. Maybe it's time to end the ridiculous and extremely expensive Paris Agreement and return money back to the people in the form of lower taxes. That after tens of thousands of people across France went to the streets to protest the French president's government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The new court filings by Robert Mueller involving former Trump attorney Michael Cohen and former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort show the special counsel's probe is looking into possible coordination between the campaign and the Kremlin. But President Trump told reporters in the White House lawn he's been told there's no proof of collusion.
On the Mueller situation, we're very happy with what we are reading because there was no collusion whatsoever. There never has been.
The president did tell reporters he did not read the report himself, but was advised of the content. A major storm is threatening an earlier than usual wintry stew of snow, ice, and flooding across some southern states. WCTI meteorologist Les Still says crews in North Carolina are already prepping for the storm, which is several hours out.
The DOTs are at least taking it serious here and starting to prepare. You know, and it's one of those things where you're going to have the snow in the mountains, but then you get to the eastern part of the state and you head out to the Outer Banks. You know, Ocracoke and Hatteras, they could be looking at almost tropical storm force winds and some minor overwash from the flooding there from the ocean.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Thousands of people from around the world marched Saturday through the southern Polish city that's hosting this year's UN climate talks, demanding that their government take tougher action to curb global warming. Thomas Waits, member of the European Parliament, says some activists traveling to Poland to take part in the UN climate summit were deported or denied entry by authorities.
I think it's very undemocratic to detain or to stop people from coming here. I know from buses from Warsaw, from Wrocław, but also internationally, people were stopped or were at least blocked to take part at the march. To demonstrate is a democratic right, it's a democratic freedom that we have in Europe.
Poland has introduced temporary random identity checks ahead of the UN climate conference, arguing they were needed for security. Belgian police are firing tear gas and water cannons at storm-throwing yellow-vested protesters near the country's government offices and parliament. Protesters smashed street signs and traffic lights near a police barricade, blocking access to the office of Prime Minister Charles Michel as they chanted slogans calling on him to resign. They threw paving, stones, fireworks, flares, and other objects at police. Brussels police say around 400 protesters gathered in that area. About 100 were detained, many for possessing dangerous objects or wearing clothing that could be used as protection in clashes with police. France's Interior Ministry says the protest violence in Paris is under control despite scattered tensions, but it's calling it totally unacceptable. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.